Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Wills reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sandberg for the out. Wills moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Wills tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards third. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0 for 1 in the game. Martz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woods tags and scores. Martz tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Martz moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martz scores. Sandberg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods throws the ball into Buckner, who tags Cromarty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wallach moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. John Milner pinch hits for David Palmer. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone is called out on strikes. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. There goes Moreland. The throw from Carter to Spear, and Moreland is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Carter reaches second base with a double. John Stone throws the ball into Sandberg, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Francona scores. Dawson goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to third. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wallach scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Lee Smith. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is hit by the pitch. Bauer moves to second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wills bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to third. Briggs moves to second. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer tags and scores. Briggs tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carter is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Carter moves to second. It's 7-4, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Wallach moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Terry Francona now playing first base. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cromarty fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cromarty. Johnstone moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Expos. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mike Proley. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Ryan Sandberg. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.